Welcome back to the Midday Mumbles podcast. I'm Gage.
I'm Isaac.
I'm Brody.
And it's Christmas time. We're all here. This is episode 8 of season 1, the Midday Mumbles podcast. But before we get into this episode, we're going to tell you about our Patreon. So if you visit patreon.com/the Midday Mumbles, you can help support this show. We have the normal tiers, as you know. $1 is Mumblehead. $5 or more is Mumble Bros. $10 is Mumbletron. And if you do this, you get access to some pretty epic perks, I'd say. Right, Isaac? Some epic perks. You get access to our...
$10, you get to play video games with the coolest guy you'll ever meet, which is me. Yeah.
$10 or more, though. That's... You get to play games with us
or more.
Give us
$10. You could always give more. I'm fine with more.
So, basically, this is just going to allow us to keep doing the show, you know, make it free for everyone and all that. So, you know, if you want to donate, you're more than welcome to or contribute to the
show. If you're feeling festive, if you're feeling like giving some people some money, if you're feeling like fulfilling your Christmas obligation to throw away your money, just throw it my way, you know? I'll make very good use of it, I promise.
Yeah, just give us your money.
Isaac's only Christmas wish.
Fulfill your Christmas obligation. Don't give your mom Christmas presents. She doesn't need it. She doesn't need that crock pot. I need $10, okay?
Yes.
I want to go buy a soda pop at the store. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
caramel popcorn.
We need caramel popcorn. We need our pizza party. Help us get to our goal. Pizza party.
If we make $100 a month, we are going to do a live Q&A pizza party on Discord, and you're invited. So if you want to help us reach that goal, go to patreon.com/midday mumbles. Again, that's patreon.com/midday mumbles. So how's everyone doing this week? It's Christmas time, ho 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 and all that. How you doing, Isaac and Brody?
I'm feeling the
Christmas spirit.
Yeah, I got Christmas music playing in the background while we record this. I'm in the festive mood.
Oh, jeez.
I'm in the festive mood.
I still am not in the mood for Christmas music. I just hate it. I hate Christmas music.
It's the 22nd. If you're not all ready for Christmas music, then you're not ever going to be ready for Christmas
music. Yeah, but I've been listening to Christmas music since Halloween because my family is incessant about Christmas music. So when it gets to Christmas, I'm just sick of it, you know?
You got a smart family.
It's the worst part of Christmas is the music.
No, I'm just kidding. I can't take Christmas music before December 1st. It drives me up a wall.
October 31st. It's a little early.
It's not early for the stores though. It's like friggin' a week before Halloween. They've already got like Christmas inflatables in Walmart and everything else. It's like, the hell's going on, you know?
Well, it's their favorite time of the year because it's when they can sell a bunch of garbage because parents feel obligated to give their children gifts.
Brody, so what do you think about Christmas?
Think it takes too long?
Think it takes too long?
I feel like people think they got to start Christmas right as soon as it snows. And so when that happens at like Thanksgiving, it's like, oh, too early.
Yeah, exactly.
That is after Thanksgiving, though. Technically, it is Christmas time.
But like, it is Christmas time right now. This is the Christmas special.
Yes.
I mean, I don't
this
know
is
how
the Christmas special.
I don't know how special it's gonna. I'm pretty sure it's gonna be the same as every other one. But we're calling it a Christmas special.
Yeah. This is our.
It is the Christmas special.
Epic Christmas special. The Midday Mumbles epic Christmas
and I feel like we gotta at least try to be like Christmas. It's good time. Get stuff. Give stuff if you're not poor. If you are poor, support me on Patreon, please. So my mother can get a crock pot or something. I don't know.
You're going to buy your mother a crock pot?
Maybe.
So $10. It depends on how festive
I'm feeling, you know?
Do you have a time machine too? Because you're probably not going to be able to get a crock pot for under $29.
Well, I mean, it depends how many... I'm just planning. A lot of people are obviously going to hear this promotion be like, wow, I really want to donate to this podcast. And then I'll have like a huge amount of money, and I'll be like, I can buy mom. I can.
We take in all the Patreon money, and we're gonna buy an air fryer.
Are we? Did Midday we agree Mumbles? On that?
Maybe if we get enough Patreon money, we could make Midday Mumbles branded air fryers and sell them.
I don't know. We should do something branded Midday Mumbles, but let's not try and make our viewers spend money on Christmas, okay? This is the Christmas epic Christmas special.
epic Christmas special.
Yeah. Are you guys ready for Christmas this year? It's kind of come quickly.
I mean, as I said, I'm poor. No one expects me to buy them gifts because I just don't have any money. So I'm always ready for Christmas. It's just getting stuff.
Do you put a Christmas tree up at least?
Actually, this year we haven't.
You
which
haven't?
Is surprising. No, because we had staging up in the house because my dad was doing some work on the house.
Oh,
so
you guys gonna put one in?
I don't know. I don't think so. Actually,
Birdie, you got a Christmas tree this year?
I feel like it's too late
year?
Now.
Yep.
Yeah, you guys
not
put
a
one
real
in?
One.
No,
it was one we took out of a bag.
Oh yeah,
you can take a real one out of a bag,
like a plastic one, artificial.
No, we got a you know, it's like one of them special big Christmas bags.
So it's a real tree, but
it's no, it's a fake tree.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's just in a special bag.
But we got
bag?
It in one of those special Amazon Christmas-shaped tree bags.
I'm very confused.
That are made for holding fake Christmas trees, you know?
Amazon makes fake Christmas tree bags?
Apparently.
Yeah,
I think this is the biggest news of the podcast.
I do, too.
Is it Amazon Basic brand?
No.
Oh, that's just disappointing.
It was a long time ago. I think it was bought before they started to do the Amazon Basic stuff.
Yeah. Well, Christmas is exciting. I mean, we put up two trees in the house, two real trees. We got a 13-footer in the sunroom, and we got a I think it's an 8-footer in the living room. So yeah, we got some big ones, and my parents take Christmas seriously. So
you got enough decorations to put both of those trees in?
Yeah, they're fully decorated.
Both of them fully decorated.
Yeah.
Where do you keep all the decorations for that?
In the other side of the house. You know where I live.
Well, I haven't seen your Christmas setup, man.
Yeah, you haven't been in my house in 10 years, at least. Oh, no, less than 10 years. But, yeah, you haven't been around Christmas time. But
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah. Well, Christmas means winter. And well, unless you're living in Australia and they just started their summer. But you know, when Christmas happens,
they get cold.
Is our winter.
No, they're just reversed.
When we have winter.
Right, they're reversed because we're on the other side of the globe.
Yeah, when we're having like a hot time, you know, July 4th, they're freezing their ass off, you know, so. But
the poor kangaroos, they're freezing.
Kangaroos, yeah. But, obviously we're getting some snow coming up before Christmas. We actually got a big snowstorm this week. How was it over in college for you, Brody, with all the snow?
Very cold.
Very
I was getting
cold.
Into the single digits really heavy.
I know. It was like I was driving to Madison a couple times late at night, and temperature was like 14. I was driving over the bridge. I'm thinking 10 degrees colder, so 4 degrees on the bridge. I'm like, wow.
This is Fahrenheit, by the way, for all you. This is Fahrenheit for all you foreigners that we've looked at the statistics, okay? We know there's a couple of you.
We got
not many friends. But Fahrenheit, okay? Fahrenheit. Not Celsius. Yeah,
not Celsius. Amen.
Fahrenheit.
But
I could wake up before I get breakfast and walk over to breakfast and it's 2 degrees.
Yeah. It's
I know it'll get much worse. It will get worse.
Yeah, come January, it's going to be freaking single digit. Like, you're going to be in the negatives. So,
we'll get to
it's going to be negative double digits. It's going to be like negative 10. I hate those mornings when you wake up. It's like 4 a.m. You check your phone and it's like, you know, negative 13 degrees out or something.
That's when you're like, ooh, need to go for a swim, you know?
I remember last year when I was in high school, it was wintertime, and I was late almost every day. I was getting in one morning. It was in wintertime. The tires, the back tires were like sliding, and I like slid into the driveway, the parking lot at the school, and I bolted in while I slipped right by the door, and I friggin'... My laptop slammed on the ground, and I was like, shit.
It's okay. But, those are rugged things.
Those are rugged things, yeah.
I mean, I practically just throw it on the floor whenever I, like...
not my school laptop.
Just slammed... Oh, this was your...
My
this is your Acer?
Yes!
Oh, is that why you broke your screen?
No, that was a totally different thing. But, yeah, no, I have insurance. I have coverage for stuff like that.
For blatant negligence of watching for black ice?
Bro, I can't see black ice.
I think that's negligence. He was like, I know there's black ice there. I'm going to step on it and slip.
Oh, yeah.
And he did
that's
it.
Exactly what I did.
And then his laptop broke. His hopes and dreams broke.
Yep.
You know, everything. Yeah, well. It was all gone right there.
Yep. So moving on to our second topic of the podcast, this is a big one. Trump was, air quotes, impeached, only in the House, though. So we're going to talk about this briefly. Well, not briefly. We probably have a lot to say on this. But so basically, the impeachment went through in the House. It was live broadcasted on TV. And he was charged with two articles. Article number one was article one, abuse of power. And that passed. No surprise there. The Democrats voted 229 for. There were zero Republicans that voted for. There was one independent that voted for. No, there were two Democrats that voted for no. 195 Republicans that voted no, and zero independents that voted no. And there was one person present. So the second one was Article 2, obstruction of Congress, and that was similar. That, you know, 228 for the Dems, zero for the Republicans, obviously, and one for the independents. Then on the no, obviously, there was three Dems that said no, 195 reps that said no, and zero independents. And then there was one present. So one person didn't vote. But so, yeah, this was some pretty big news. But when the impeachments happened, it was confused. People thought that he actually was removed from office.
Yeah, several people messaged me like, oh my gosh, he's actually impeached. And I was like, no, he's not.
No. So if you're unfamiliar with how the American impeachment, system works, basically, the House votes on articles of impeachment. If less than a majority support impeachment, Trump remains in office. A simple majority, 51%, support impeachment. Trump is impeached, and a trial begins in the Senate. After the trial, the Senate votes on whether to convict the president. Less than 2/3 of the Senate vote to convict. Trump remains in office. 2/3, 67% of the Senate votes to convict. Trump is removed from office, and vice president takes over. Okay, they only completed half of that, and now it needs to go into the Senate. But Nancy Pelosi, Senate majority, not Senate, no, that's Mitch McConnell, sorry. Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker, is saying that she's not going to give the articles of impeachment to the Senate.
She's causing problems because she's Nancy Pelosi.
Unless they take it seriously. And in her words, seriously is they need to have a trial and they need to actually bring witnesses up. And the Republicans have no interest in doing that. We basically want to get the vote over with and, you know, move on with our day, because this is kind of bull, in my opinion.
It is garbage. I think, you know, what's the harm in still doing a trial? Just appease her. It's not going to change anyone's vote because we know it's lies. But still, might as well go through the whole process.
Washington, however, though, is very dirty with money. And, you know, some Republicans might have, you know, change their vote if the right offers... Right off is there.
I don't think so, because he would be the one mainly running. I he's the only one I know of running for Republican president 2020.
Well, yeah, they don't. When you have a sitting president, the party generally doesn't have someone competing.
Right, but I mean, they probably do have a plan, I guess, in case he gets impeached.
If he gets impeached, Mike Pence is going to take over, and Trump could still run again because he hasn't done his second term. But like we said, we spoke about this two episodes ago, I believe. Nothing is realistically going to happen. You know, he's going to, I doubt he's going to be impeached. But listen, Nancy Pelosi wants to hold the articles of impeachment away from the Senate. It's basically he's sitting in limbo, which is absolutely stupid because they're wasting our time. It's like children playing, you know what I mean? Like, oh, you know, they don't want to share, whatever. It's annoying. Yeah, I know. They're wasting our time, and we don't, I don't know. It's
great use of government resources right there.
Yeah, great use of government resources, my ass.
We elect these buffoons to go and be like, oh, real decisions that have to be? No. Let's not focus on those. Let's try to impeach a guy because we don't like him. So let's make up some claims. Let's get some people to say some stuff and say that it actually happened. And let's get this dude impeached because he's a loser. You're do you not care about the country that you're running for? I mean,
the Democrats.
Shouldn't that be why we vote people in?
Yeah, that's what a democracy is, and they lost fair and square. And the biggest argument that I've heard on Twitter, especially, is, oh, well, Hillary won the popular vote. Well, obviously, we live in a democracy, and our democracy has the Electoral College. Each state has a specific number of votes to give to a president. So when you hear them on the news talking about how it's important to win Florida, it's important to win California, it's important to win these states, well, obviously the reason they're there is because they want the Electoral College votes. And it's never been an issue until the Democrats lost in 2016, and they're salty because I don't know why they're salty. Like, we weren't really all that salty with Obama. You know,
I mean, like, we were fairly salty with Obama.
We didn't do we didn't go about it the way they are. Like,
we did have the whole he's not a legal citizen, you know, he's from.
Well, that was a few people in
Arabia or something, whatever he said.
His brother is not an American citizen. So
look, here's how I see it. Both parties play dirty. Both parties are not really having the best interests of the country in mind. Why do we even have political parties if this is what they turn into? I think we
That's what I've been saying for years.
I think we
should just
vote
run
on people based on their opinions that they present to the public and be like, I think this person is going to do the best things for our country, and they mean the best for our country, not because they represent some party and we align with that party, not because, you know, they're the most popular person running in this group of idiots. I think we should vote on people just solely based on how they show themselves and how we think they're going to do for our country.
Exactly. Like, I've seen a lot of videos of people, a lot of surveys. So people will go and take surveys of people, like, in the streets that vote and stuff. And they'll be like, they'll talk about someone's healthcare plan or someone's tax plan or whatever. And one of them is Trump's, obviously, but they say it's like Bernie Sanders. And always, almost always, the person being surveyed likes the Democrat candidate more than Trump's. And then they reveal the Democrats' candidate or the Democrats' plan is actually Trump's. And they don't know what to say. If we didn't have political parties, then I guarantee you Trump would be a popular president.
Well,
more
I don't
than
know
he is
popular
now.
Because he's
I know
pretty,
he will.
He's pretty hot-headed.
He is hot-headed, but that's what Americans want. But a majority of Americans aren't, like, they don't understand politics because they're just being, like, fed this fake narrative from these news media sources, And they, you know, a lot of them don't care to do research into it or make an assumption, especially young people. Like, you talk to a ton of college students, and a majority of them are going to be like, dude, I don't really care. I'm not even going to vote. And that's stupid to me, but that's a totally different argument. That's a totally different thing to talk about. But, yeah, impeachment, I don't know. They're wasting our time. One of the Democrats was on an interview, and she said, I don't remember who it was. It might have been Nancy Pelosi, but I doubt it. Something about how they've been trying to impeach him since the day he got elected, because they said that the day of inauguration, they said they're going to impeach him. And one of the things I saw was the reason they're trying to impeach him this time is for something that happened this year. It didn't happen back then. That's because they were trying to get him on Russian collusion. And
they're
hypocrites.
That wouldn't know where, because it was a lie.
Exactly. And now they're trying to get him on something that, like, shouldn't even be counted, regardless if you like Trump or not.
What's worse about it is
foreign leader.
Is a lot of people still believe that the Russian collusion thing was a real thing. It wasn't.
Exactly.
It was proven to not be. Like, they did a whole serious investigation on the guy, and they came up with nothing because he didn't have Russian collusion. He didn't.
You know, we're not saying he didn't have
call
ties,
for the assistance,
but
from Russia.
No, he didn't call for anything. From the evidence that we have, like, I'm not, like, neither of us are saying this because we like Trump or we don't like Trump. We're saying this because of the evidence on the table, obviously. Right, Isaac? I mean,
I like Trump, but yeah.
I do. But if he actually did something wrong, like, I think everyone would want to see someone that actually broke the law be punished, because that's how the America works. Correct, Isaac?
Correct.
But
correct?
There's no evidence.
Wrong.
Brody, I know you don't like to get into politics on the show, but what is your opinion on the impeachment? Like, you know, people reacting to it a certain way?
I don't know.
You don't
whatever,
know?
Whatever, man. I'm a college student. Whatever, man, right? Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, but
you're
the
problem, Brody. You're the problem.
Yeah.
And right here in front of us, we have the prime example of a college student who does not care.
Yeah.
You disappoint obviously the world, Brody. How does that make you feel?
Whatever, man.
But I'm going to predict it here right now. We're going to look back at this next November. Trump is going to win in 2020. And it's going to be because of this impeachment shindig.
Well, I feel like I feel like at least a good amount of people are starting to realize that this has all been fake right along.
It's going to be a landslide. I'm predicting it now. A month ago, I had a hard time predicting it because of the lack of knowledge. Because of this impeachment thing, they're going to draw this. I mean, if Nancy Pelosi decides to draw this out until next election, like the articles of impeachment, which would be stupid on their behalf because they're trying to get the guy out. But if they do that, voters are going to realize that they're just wasting our time, and they're going to vote for Trump, who, no matter what, has been working his ass off to make America great again and fulfill every promise.
Yeah, no, I actually feel like he's had the nation's best interests in mind through his presidency.
He's accomplished everything that he set his mind out to. You know, the Dow is up 10,000 points from the day he got elected. It's 10,000 points. It's high, the highest it's ever been. You know, highest unemployment since 1969.
Highest unemployment.
I was debating a Democrat. I got to tell you this story.
Do you mean
everyone listening?
Do you mean lowest unemployment? Because highest unemployment would be like no one has jobs.
Yeah, lowest unemployment.
The Great Depression.
My bad. Yeah, my bad. But I was debating a Democrat on Facebook. I know Facebook. I got to tell everyone this story though, because I think they'll find it funny. So I was debating a woman on Facebook about this, and I had said about the jobs. I made that point: lowest unemployment since 1969. And she said, "Well, the reason that is because the reason there aren't that many jobs is because America, the average American's working two or three jobs a person." And I said, okay, I would love to see this statistic. She sends me an article, and the article says 13 million Americans are working more than one job. So then I did some quick maths, and I determined that the population of the United States is 327 million or something. And
or something.
What percentage is 13 million of that 300 and something million? Well, it's 2.8%.
Not very high.
It's 2.8%. So she claimed that a majority of Americans are working more than one job when it's less than 10%, less than 5%,
well,
mind you.
I mean, 2%. A lot of this might have to do with just flashy titles and misleading flashy titles.
But,
and then
but
they
that's
just,
stupid.
You
because
know, then
that's
your mind kind of
statement.
Runs with it.
But she actually thought it was a real statement. And she even did at the end of the argument because she just said that I'm a stupid Republican or whatever. And it's like, come on. If you're going to debate someone, please at least put some facts on the table. Like, that's so dumb. That's honestly the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And,
well, I mean,
whatever.
I feel like it's fine to argue opinion-based. And if you think you heard something, it's fine to say that. But if you're proven that statement is statistically or evidently false, then you should, you know, suck it up and take it and be like, oh, well, I guess I was wrong. And if your opinion's still the same, then your opinion's still the same. But at least admit to a faulty argument.
But honestly, if you're going to talk about people having to work more than one job, then obviously you could point that towards not many people are going to get higher education or not many people are going to get salary jobs like minimum wage. Unless you're living alone and you're living like very, very low income, you're not ever like minimum wage. You're never, ever going to be living large. Because it's just not, there's not enough money. I mean, you're just not.
I mean, but, really, in order to have highs, you have to have lows. That's just kind of the way economics work. And you need to have highs to be able to run things, to be able to run corporations, to be able to make goods. So it's a balance.
The answer, honestly, the answer is, we need to be able to have more businesses come back to America, more manufacturing businesses. If we want our country to prosper and have more American workers be making more money, we need to have these companies come back to America. But then someone will say, well, then the price of goods are going to go up. Well, when the price of goods do go up, the employees are going to be able to, companies are going to be able to afford to pay the employees more, right? And then these employees are going to be able to afford the stuff. And it kind of baffles me. Obviously, I understand not everyone is educated in economics.
I'll write there Henry Ford. Hold on. That's not
what?
Always a good thing to have the prices of things go up.
Well,
like it's like raising minimum wage. You sounded a lot like arguments for raising minimum wage. But
no, okay. Look at it like this. So in history, you brought up Henry Ford. Okay. So that's a good example. Because when Henry Ford was running the Ford Corporation, right? We're talking about Henry Ford the First. A lot of his employees couldn't afford the items that he was manufacturing. So what did he do? He started paying his employees more, and they started buying Ford vehicles, right? And the company made the money back. Well, that's kind of what the government has to look at it like, because the more money that people can afford to spend, the more tax revenue, and then, you know, people, the businesses don't have to be taxed as much, and then more people, you know, it's just, that's how economics works. You know, you're never going to have everyone on top. You've going to have poverty. Then you've got to have we need to widen the middle class. That's the big thing. We need
more. But here's the thing about changing the economics in that sense, how at least how I would envision it to happen, is it'd be a lot like raising minimum wage, you know, making everything inflate in prices because the big companies are having to spend more to make the goods that they make. So the prices of things are going to go up, and that will just rise with minimum wage. So the actual living conditions of the people with minimum wage isn't really going to change that much. but it's going to hurt the middle class because they're not going to get raises with the minimum wage increasing, not necessarily. So it's like getting a pay dock. It's like losing some of your paycheck. So you're hurting the middle class, and then that money goes to the upper class. So you're just shifting it in a way that would damage the economy. At least how I would see it to happen. I don't have any evidence on that.
There's a lot of I understand what you're saying because I also see that problem too. But there's a lot of factors that goes into it. You know, you don't have a lot of people working salary because a lot of people don't actually go to college because college is so expensive. So there's a lot of factors that goes into it, right? You know, if college was cheaper and more people were going, you know, to be engineers or doctors or whatnot, and they didn't have to worry about having huge student loan bills, then you'd have more people making salary money, like $100,000 plus a year, which is middle class, which is pretty good. And that's what this country needs in order to, you know, get widen the middle class, basically. There's a lot of factors. And obviously, I'm not the most knowledgeable with economics. I just know that from a business perspective, when people talk about raising the middle class, there's flaws with that. Because when you're a business owner, and let's say you have a staff of 20 people, and you're paying them $10 an hour, well, then they're trying to make the minimum wage $15 an hour. Well, obviously, you can't afford to take a big cut in your revenue, your profit margins, because you've got to have pay more in your payroll. So then you're going to start limiting people's hours or laying people off, and people are going to get pissy. Because then those are the people that have to go out and work more than one job. Because the business owner can't afford to operate and then pay 20 employees $15 an hour, plus make sure they have health benefits. And on top of that, make sure they're working 35 to 40 hours a week. You just can't do that. Like, my parents used to own a grocery store, and that was the hardest thing because minimum wage was rising. And we were trying to lower the prices of our goods because you also got to compete with all the other stores, especially the big box stores like Hannaford and Walmart, who are putting the small mom and pop stores out of business because they can afford to take a loss until those businesses are out of business. And that's called a monopoly, boys and girls. And at the end of the day, we live in a paradox of a society because no matter what the hell you do, there's always going to be someone that's either not winning, not happy, or that's just how it works. You're never going to please everyone. And that's what's annoying. But, you know, like Isaac said, economics, you know, you got to have the lows and you got to have the highs. And at the end of the day,
like Isaac said, you know, economics and stuff, right?
I'm trying to make sure this goes full circle, okay? Because I'm talking about business, because that's at the end of the day what everything comes down to is business. And, you know, people can't afford, especially small business owners. And that's the thing, because without small business owners, your community isn't going to have a whole lot of, you know, money coming in tax wise. Like, for instance, the town next to us, Madison. Town next to where I live, Madison, had a big paper mill, and this big company bought them out. This big company overseas. Well, what they did was they started they shut the mill down ultimately, and the town of Madison took a huge loss in taxes, and that's never good because then you got to cut the budgets of your schools and everything else. So I don't know, you know, it's complicated, obviously, but
So let's lighten up the mood from that pretty serious conversation.
The tangent.
Politics. Tangent. Gage's tangent. What do you guys do for Christmas traditions or holiday traditions? Hanukkah traditions? You throw on your yarmulkes and, I don't know, light the menorah? What's up? Brody, I want to know. I want to know your holiday traditions, Brody!
Yeah, we usually just...
This isn't...
Spend the pre-Christmas at the grandparents, and then the post-Christmas at the house.
Yeah.
Christmas day of, open presents, and do what normal people do, I guess.
Yeah, we do stuff. Similar. My dad makes dynamites every year. It's those big meatball things, and we go to my mom's parents, Christmas Eve, we're there late. Then Christmas Day, we're just at home the whole day. So it's pretty cool, I guess. But one of the biggest traditions we have is we watch a Christmas movie every night until December 25th. Like, December 1st to December 25th is Christmas movie madness. So I've seen every one of those movies 18 years, like for 18 years, every year, same movies. So this year I've kind of been taking a little bit of a break from that tradition. But yeah, I mean, it's fun, I suppose. Isaac, what are your traditions?
It's a little different this year. In the past, we would always celebrate Christmas at our house, and then the following weekend, we'd go down to my grandmother's for a couple days until New Year's, and then we'd head back, because she lived in southern Maine and we're in central Maine. But now my grandmother's moved up Maine, so it's changing. All the holidays are kind of changing, and we had the family come to our house, and then this year, it didn't make a whole lot of sense what we did. We ate like the Christmas dinner at our house, and then we all got in cars and drove across, like just down the town a little bit, to my grandmother's house to open up presents, then to drive back to our house to eat like desserts and stuff.
I don't understand.
I don't really understand why we did that. I think it's because we always used to go to my grandmother's because we do like a Christmas swap thing where people draw different names and then you have to buy a gift for that person in our family.
No offense, Isaac's family, if you're listening to this.
Those were the
I called
gifts
them
we opened. You called them what?
I called them weird, so I said, no offense, Isaac's family.
I mean,
I didn't mean, we're don't a little take offense weird. To that.
We're a little
yes,
weird.
Don't take it's offense
okay.
to that.
Yes. But yeah, I don't really get why we did that. I think it's just so that, you know, because we've always opened the Christmas swap gifts at my grandmother's house.
Yeah.
And then we'll do like with the main family a separate Christmas, separate from, I guess, extended family, but it's just my aunt, my uncle.
Okay, so moving on from our Christmas traditions. So what did everyone do this week? Brody, I heard you finished reading a book.
Yes, I finished reading Catch 22 by Joseph Heller.
Oh, yeah? Have you seen the movies and TV shows on that?
I have never seen any sort of media about it besides reading the book. So,
how did you take the
time to watch either the show or the movie?
The
old movie.
The show was pretty decent. It's from Hulu. I don't know if you have Hulu or not, but it's on Hulu.
I watched
through the show just because it was like World War II thing, and I like World War II. I don't know if I really like the show that much.
I've never read the book or watched any media of it, so please, I'm interested to hear. What is it about? Please inform myself
and our
viewers. It
follows the story of a bombardier in World War II and how he doesn't want to fly any more missions.
Okay.
That's basically it. Like, without going into anything crazy.
Called Catch 22? Why is it called Catch 22?
That's part of the book, man.
You got to explain it. Or is it?
It's called
Catch
22 because he's supposed to fly more missions. And if he doesn't fly any more missions, he might get, like, court-martialed or something.
Yeah.
Or he'll get in trouble. So it's like, the catch 22 is that he doesn't want to fly any more missions, but he has to, and if he doesn't do it, then something bad will happen.
Well, that's kind of cool. So you recommend Catch 22, or did you like
Absolutely.
It? Is it a good read?
It's a great book. Everyone should read it.
You've been reading a lot of books. Is this all for like your English class, or?
No.
The only reason I
had read the other book was for a class, but I was reading this one at the same time, So I kind of finished them at the same time. Normally that wouldn't happen.
Ah.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
So, yeah. So this week I've been playing Borderlands 2 with Brody. So Brody, about a week ago, told me that it was on sale on Humble Bundle. And it was $8 for the entire DLC. And I'm like, I don't know. I've never played Borderlands before. So we get it. And I had a busy start of my week. But towards the end of the week, we have been playing it. Like last night, we stayed up really late fighting this like giant spaceship thing. It's a very interesting game. Brody, do you like the game?
Pretty fun.
Yeah. Isaac, have you ever played a Borderlands or seen Borderlands?
No, never really played it. I mean, obviously, I've heard of it. I've seen it. Never really cared about it. Never chosen to play it. You guys tried to get me to play it. I don't have $8 to buy it. So
I still think
gonna.
You should. Even if you don't get the DLC version, I think
Look,
you should.
Look, the only way I can see myself playing Borderlands 2 with you guys is if people donate to the podcast on Patreon.com and... Throw some dough my way so I can buy Borderlands 2. You know, help a brother out.
I think the sale ends tonight.
Well, gotta go donate fast.
Yeah.
Before this episode's even out, you gotta just start.
Just start donating.
Yeah.
So Isaac, you wanted to talk about earbud tips. So
this,
the floor is yours, bud.
It was I didn't buy because. My grandmother just gave me the money to go buy my Christmas gift and then give it to her to wrap and give to me. And I bought a pair of new earbuds that were on a really good Black Friday sale. A pair of Sennheiser earbuds. And I discovered how important the little mesh tip at the end of your earbud is for the sound transfer into your ear canal. Because like a too small of a tip... You get no bass whatsoever. Too big, you get no bass whatsoever. And it just completely ruins the audio signature. But when you get that right fit, it's just like, boom. It just works. It was really surprising how different it was. Because I was just trying out the different tip sizes.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's
That sounds very and then, interesting.
And then I you also bought us. some foam ear tips for the end of them. Because I was curious how those would work.
You linked us $15 earbud tips, but you can't afford an $8 game. So I'm starting to think that you're. you don't have any money to buy an $8 video game. But
and then I spent them on the foam earbud tips instead of buying games.
Oh, you actually bought them?
Oh, yeah, I actually bought those.
I thought you were asking if we think you should.
No, I had already bought them before I'd even told you guys. I was
You're
just curious.
Retard. What?
No, I'm curious.
It's a stupid investment.
My curiosity.
Didn't Mr. Carr teach you anything?
My curiosity is too high.
Wow.
I want to learn what the audio sounds like through foam earbud tips instead of like the silicone plunger type earbud tip.
Yeah.
You know, it's curiosity.
Didn't Mr. Collar teach you anything? You piss money away worse than anyone.
Well, if I have money, I do.
What do you want? My puppy just came in. Hey, what do you want? What do you want? You gonna make a cameo in the podcast? Nelson made a cameo last episode.
Did you keep that in the episode?
I did. Everyone
is this
thing
in the episode? Your dog coming in?
Probably. Probably.
Everyone, Gage's dog. Bring him up to the microphone.
It's a she, and I can't.
Well, try.
I can't. Okay. Oh, she just ran out of the room.
Well, no, we get a fair amount of views. I like to think we're doing pretty all right. You know, thank you guys for listening.
Thank you. Yes.
Mostly me. I feel like you're probably here for. And then maybe a little Brody, Probably not Gage, you know.
Oh, come on. I'm the reason they're all here.
Maybe his dog. You might listen for his dog.
The one time Nelson and Ellie made a cameo. You're here.
You're just waiting. You're waiting for that moment the dog's going to come on, you know.
Oh, boy. Okay.
So, a little bit of tech news this week. So, several of the bigger names in smart home devices have decided to kind of make an alliance to have more open source software that all of them use in their system so that other third-party smart home devices, like a light bulb that's smart or whatever, can use their software and integrate more easily and work across the board instead of, you know, it works specifically for Alexa or it works specifically for Siri or Google Smart Hub or however, whatever. It would just work for all of them, which is a great thing for, you know, spy technology if you're into the government peeking into your personal life.
Yes.
However, they could have thought of a better name for it. It's called the Connected Home over IP Project. I don't know if Project's part of the name, but Connected Home over IP.
Yeah.
In case you want to look it up, in case you're really interested in smart home stuff.
I don't know how I feel about that. I got an Amazon Alexa Mini for Christmas one year, and then I got the tall one another year. And I use them for my alarm. I used to when I had to get up early in the morning for school. But, like, I have them on mute and the other one's unplugged. Because I'm not a huge fan of knowing that something could be listening. Like, if someone hacked into your network, you know, they could easily obtain your microphone and hear you. I'm sure they could do the same with my Rode microphone. So, you know. But anyway, I just don't like the whole thing. And personally, I have no issue with Siri on my phone, or I have a Google Pixel now, so I have no issue with that. But, like, I don't like those smart homes. I think they're a pain in everyone's asses. So I don't.
Well, I mean, but for the topic at hand. I mean, that's just talking about general smart home devices. And that's, you know, that's a love or to hate it kind of thing. If you want to be able to say, Alexa, set a timer for 15 minutes, whatever, more power to you. Buy it if you like being able to talk to your electric timer. But having open source software that anyone can utilize is just generally a good thing. It's better for the consumer. I like them doing that.
Is it though?
Of course. Open source just means it's more accessible to work with. You know,
if you say so, Isaac.
It is. It is.
You say so. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it in general. I think it's an interesting concept, and
you're just afraid. You're just afraid of people spying on you, Gage. I don't really care all that much if Mr. FBI man wants to listen to me record a podcast over my microphone because he hacked into my computer. Whatever. I don't know he's doing it. It's not affecting me at all. It wouldn't be good. Let's say in a dystopian future where the FBI listens to you and then comes breaks down your door. It's probably not so good at that point. But if they're doing nothing with it besides just data collection and analysis, I really don't care all that much.
Moving on to our final story. Xbox wants to cut down the downloading time in half of Xbox Game Pass. So if you've ever downloaded a Steam game or an Xbox game, you obviously know that the downloading times take forever. And you know, kind of annoying. But this apparently Xbox is planning on cutting those times in half. From what I read in the article, I didn't really get a whole lot of information on how they're going to do it, because usually that really depends on your internet speed. But I can understand that, like, they're talking about their Xbox consoles, so they're probably planning on, like, maybe optimizing the hard drive or SSD speed, so like it writes really fast. I don't know.
Those are the two parts of a download. Is you have to download probably a compressed file from some server somewhere, and that depends on how much you're paying for in internet speed from your provider and how much they're able to send you. And then it comes to your computer, it processes it, it opens up the compressed files, and it, you know, it does whatever with them. It puts them in the file locations that they need to be, but your hard drive or your SSD, however you're storing it, needs to be able to take that data in and write it, and if it can't write it as fast as it's coming, obviously, it's not going to run as fast as you could possibly download it. Or if your download speed is slow and your hard drive is just kind of sitting there twiddling its thumbs, wondering when the next file is going to come, that will Rory's also internet. Slow down your download.
Mine is terrible.
I know. Well, your home internet's terrible. Internet's downloading, whatever. It's interesting. I don't
Nerd
know.
Stuff. I don't
know if... Yeah, it's great stuff. It's great stuff.
Good stuff. But, good stuff. You like you? Do you like nerd
not really
stuff,
much.
Gage? Because you don't seem to be very intrigued by this conversation we're having.
Well, because there's not enough information. Like, if they were to say that they were gonna like make sure everyone had like a gigabit,
let's speculate a little, Gage.
Okay, if they made it so everyone had like this magic internet speed, like that they're sending us with
no,
through telekinesis.
There's no such thing as magic, Gage. Get real. Come
well,
on, go
make,
back
they,
down to
they
planet
got,
Earth.
They got billions of dollars. They can make magic happen. Disney made it happen, so there's no reason why Microsoft can't make it happen. But I don't know.
Disney
don't know
made magic happen.
One
Disney
of the big things, the one of the big things that really irritated me though about Xbox is the fact that when I had the Xbox 360, I was able to pop my game in and play instantly. With the Xbox One, you pop your game in and it has to install, which is so dumb.
Well,
because,
Gage, you do realize that's just because games are typically bigger now.
Well, that doesn't matter because like the disc. Okay, I get it. Maybe we should be focusing on disc technology then. Huh? Like, why can't we have like a terabyte disk?
Gage,
right?
Gage, stop.
Isaac,
stop.
Isaac.
There's no need for archaic.
You told
discs.
Me to speculate. You told me to speculate.
No
I'm speculating. I want terabyte disk.
The CD drive is dead. Just let it die. You know.
I like CD drives because I like owning the physical copy. Because you know what. I bought I bought Grand Theft Auto 5 for the PC when it first
okay,
came
Grandpa.
Out.
Okay, Grandpa.
No, I bought GTA
Get
5
with
for
the times.
Hey, hold on. I bought GTA 5 for the PC when it first came out for $60. I downloaded it on my PC. I played it a little bit. It didn't really run well on my old gaming PC. And I bought it through Amazon. So then Amazon decided to take the key away and they deleted it from my account. So I lost that $60 game. Then 2 years later, I bought it again for $60 on Steam. So I have it. But I'd rather own the disc and know I own it rather than having to go through and contact Amazon. And then like, because even when I did do that, they're like, oh, sorry, you know, it's gone. There's no records. Like, I don't know.
Gage, of course there's records if you bought it from Amazon. You can go into your order history.
Well, they told me that there weren't, and they told me they didn't want to deal with it. So whatever. Fuck him.
It doesn't sound like customer support to me. Were you contacting the Indian guy that was... No,
yes, I was.
No, activate the .exe file. It will help you
make
very
sure you,
good.
Make sure you right-click and run it as administrator so we can control your computer. Give me $10 in iTunes gift cards, okay? Okay, we'll get this done. We'll get this done. That's your down payment. $10 in iTunes gift cards. I'll get the new Eminem song on rocking on my iPod, and then I'll charge you $300 more on iTunes. Okay, that was a funny joke at first, and then
you're kind of ruining my comedy here.
Hello, I'm Indian. I'm Rajesh. I'm Abdu Khan. I'm Abdu Khan.
Rajesh, you need to leave. It's time to stop.
I remember years ago, about 2014, 2015, I used to have a group of online friends that we'd go on Skype and we'd call 1-800 numbers, and we'd like talk in Indian accents. And I don't know why it was so funny, but it was hilarious as hell.
That's just called being a dumb kid.
I know, but we'd like prank call like a ton of like UK companies and then like companies in the US. And we, one of the big ones, we'd call KFC and tell them that the chicken that I got was actually a hamburger or something. It's made out of hamburger. Like,
and then they'd be beef. The chicken or beef. Oh my gosh.
But then they'd always hang up after like 40 minutes of like a conversation. Yeah. Yeah. First podcast I ever did actually was like five guys in a Skype call and we were prank calling people. And that was the whole podcast. That was the whole podcast.
I'm glad that's never in the history of Midday Mumbles that in my involvement.
Yeah, it was uploaded to YouTube. It got like 100 views. Then I took it down when I didn't take it down. My channel got hacked years ago.
That's, you bury that, okay? You burn it. You hide it.
I wish I could find that file because that was so funny. Like, no. It was hilarious.
No. Okay.
But, I don't know. That was a long speculation. But, so I think that's going to end it here today for the Midday Mumbles podcast. Christmas special. Ho, ho, ho. I hope all you guys enjoyed the podcast. Brody, did you enjoy the podcast?
Slightly.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you pretty much just listened to the whole podcast. It's like you were just on Spotify and you downloaded it.
Yeah. So yeah, if you want to listen to the podcast, we're on Spotify, Castbox, iTunes, and make sure you download the podcast and subscribe to us on YouTube. We upload daily clips on the YouTube channel. If you want to support the podcast, though, please consider contributing to our podcast on Patreon.com.
In case you're feeling the Christmas spirit, you're feeling like, hey, I want to help a brother out. Come toss me some money. You know, it's all good. That makes it so we have to do our Patreon sponsorships instead of trying to shove mattresses down your throats. Don't you like that?
I do.
I like that.
But it's not like it's crazy money either. Like, we have the minimum is $1. You know, $5, $10. Like, this is like money that, you know, go rake a lawn for an hour. Make $10 and then give it to Isaac, okay? Like, that's what you gotta do.
Yeah, work, do hard labor.
It's wintertime.
For me, so I can sit behind a microphone.
I forgot it's wintertime. Shovel a driveway for grandma. Yeah.
She'll give you $10.
Yeah, but then when she gives you $10, say it's not minimum wage, so you're not gonna accept it. And then, like, call the Better Business Bureau on her and, like, have her arrested for not paying you minimum wage. Because,
Gage,
you know, that's
Gage, I think you're going a little far on this one, Gage.
Sorry. Don't call the Business Bureau on grandma.
You don't need to sue your grandmother, Gage. This seems a bit far.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Good Christmas. Good input, Brody.
Yeah, Brody's like, we gotta shut this up.
Yes.
Gage is gonna
go on
about
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Yes.
Check us out on Discord.
We have a Discord. You can get in our Discord. Have some conversations with us.
Yes. But yeah. So we want to wish all of us from the Midday Mumbles podcast want to wish all of you a very Merry Christmas. And yeah. So until next time, Brody, Isaac, myself, signing off. This episode of the Midday Mumbles podcast is dedicated to Patsy, Barry, Collins, my grandmother, who passed away on Tuesday. Merry Christmas, Mimi.